G'day expats. Today we want to run through quite a lot of changes that are occurring with respect to superannuation in Australia that comes into effect on the 1st of July. In Australia, everyone's aware of this, but I'm finding that a lot of people overseas are not aware of a lot of these changes coming through. So what we wanted to do today was put together a video and just run through some of the key changes that are occurring and how they may affect expats. The first change is the introduction of a $1.6 million transfer balance cap. The cap will be applied to both current retirees and to individuals yet to enter their retirement phase. This cap will be indexed in $100,000 increments in line with increases in the Consumer Price Index. The financial consequences for current retirees is that if they have more than $1.6 million in super in a pension phase, they will need to withdraw the excess balance or revert the excess amount to accumulation phase, which is then subject to 15% earnings tax. And this must be done before the 1st of July, 2017. Subsequent earnings on this pension balance from the 1st of July, 2017 will not be required to be withdrawn. Note that the special rules apply to defined benefit pensions. This measure is retrospective because it applies to Australian super balances that have been accumulated in the past under the existing rules. This will obviously apply to both Australian expats and also Australian residents, and you need to go through and work out if this applies to you. Please note that the 1.6 cap applies only per person, not per couple. The second major change is the cut in annual concessional before tax contributions to $25,000. From the 1st of July 2017, the general concessional contributions cap will be lowered to $25,000 from $30,000, and for those over 50 from 35,000. This will affect expats who currently contribute to super by way of concessional contributions to offset any rental income in Australia and obviously claiming the tax deduction. So please be aware of these changes, because if you do make a similar balance transfer next year, that'll exceed the cap. The next change is the cut in the annual non-concessional contributions cap to $100,000, down from $180,000. Non-concessional transfers are after-tax transfers. What this means is that from the 1st of July 2017, you will no longer be able to transfer funds into your super fund as a non-concessional contributions under the previously arranged agreement of $180,000 per year. There's obviously a nice little window here for those under the age of 65, where if you are able to make a contribution using the bring forward rule, you can actually contribute up to $540,000 before 30th of June this year. Please note that you don't want to trip over the $1.6 million cap. And the last one we wanted to talk about today was the expansion of the tax deductible super contributions to all Australians. From the 1st of July 2017, all individuals under the age of 75 will be permitted to claim tax deductions for personal super contributions, that is voluntary concessional contributions. As previously discussed, expats can obviously take advantage of this by way of offsetting or claiming a tax deduction for their concessional contributions against any rental income that may have earned on properties in Australia. So that's a summary of some of the major changes that are occurring with respect to super and how they relate to Australian expats. Obviously, if you have any questions, please speak to your Atlas advisor. If you're not a client, please email us info@atlaswealth.com.au and be more than happy to help you. Take care and have a great day.